Hi, everybody. This is Pam coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering. And it's also freely downloadable on iTunes. Today, I have the opportunity and the privilege to chat with yet another amazing woman. I'm always so excited to do these conversations now. So join me in saying hello to Olga. Hey, Olga, how are you?
Hello, Pam. I'm very well. Thank you very much. What about yourself?
Good, good. It's been raining most of the day here today in New York, but it looks like it's finally stopped. So it's just one of those lazy days that's now been brightened up by having a great conversation with another cool woman. So to get us started, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do with yourself.
Okay, sure. Well, my name is Olga. I am originally from Estonia, but my parents and my grandparents were from Russia. I now live in the UK. I've been living here for the last 7 years, and I'm studying at the University of Manchester. And 1 year ago, I've discovered a very great speech therapy course, which really helped me to overcome and get control over my speech. So I'm now really enjoying my speech and really get a real kick out of doing a public presentations and stuff like this. So yeah.
Oh, terrific, terrific. So what are you studying at university?
I'm studying human resources management.
Okay. And what do you hope to do with that?
Well, I'm in my first year, so it's 2 more years to go. When I graduate, I hope to find a good, decent, and lucrative job in some large organization here in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping to make a good manager, basically. Yeah.
Great. And now you said you're originally from Estonia. Can you tell us exactly where that is for those that may not be familiar, including myself?
Okay. Well, Estonia is one of the Baltic states, which are Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia.
Okay.
It is located very near Finland and Russia as well. It actually borders with Russia.
Okay.
It's about a couple of 3 or 4 hours drive from the capital, which is Tallinn.
Mm-hmm. So how did you wind up in the UK?
Well, to be honest with you, it was an accident. At the time, 7 years ago, I wasn't even thinking of moving somewhere or even go traveling. So I was working as a hairdresser in a beauty salon in the center of Tallinn. And I had a customer, this girl, she just came to have her hair done. And we started talking, and she told me that she was working in England as a room attendant. Basically nothing fascinating, but she just offered me that she told me that there was a job opening, and she just asked me if I would like to give it a go and just go to England for a half a year. just make some money and go back. But then the circumstances changed. When I came here, I met my now husband. And that's it. And we just both just decided to stay because we're both from different countries. And the best place to stay, we thought, was in England.
That's really cool. So you kind of found your Mr. Right just there, and just decided to just stay.
Well, yeah, because what we thought was, if say I would move to Poland, I don't really speak any Polish, so I would have to start all over again, you know, learning a new language and culture, and the same for him. He would have to learn Russian and adapt to new environments and stuff like this. So we just decided that it would be much easier for us to just stick with England.
Now, he being from Poland, what was he doing there?
Well, he was we were both working at the same place.
This
was a hotel. He was a waiter there, and I was a room attendant. So that's how we met, just at work. Nothing romantic, nothing special, really.
Well, was it love at first sight?
Well, nearly, yeah. from my side, definitely.
Oh, so then that is romantic, and that is special. Oh, that's nice. Thanks for sharing that. So, when did you start stuttering?
I started stuttering at school when I was 12 years old. Before that, I never stammered or stuttered. I've even spoken to my parents, and they said that no, we can't remember you ever had any speech problems or anything. So it started at school. My personal opinion is that it was triggered by stress.
Mm-hmm.
We were put under a great deal of pressure at school, and also it wasn't a very easy period for the country. It was in the early 90s when the whole Soviet Union collapsed. So people were like really pushed to the limits and had to survive. And all the stress, all these difficulties, I may say that they did impacted us as children.
Mm-hmm.
And I started stammering, and then I remember me trying to just stand up in class and answer the question that a teacher would ask. But there was lots of holding back, and I would, before actually raising my hand, I would be thinking, shall I go for it or not? Shall I just sit quietly and, you know, keep quiet, or finally stand up and give the right answer? And I was also petrified of reciting poetry in the front of my class. It was my greatest fear. So also because I stammered, I underperformed at school because I just couldn't do those verbal tasks, you know. So, yeah.
So, did anybody else in your family ever stammer, or had there been any family history?
No. There wasn't anything. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first one. I'm hoping to laugh.
Yeah, definitely. But it's just unusual for somebody to start stammering that late at 12. So did you get therapy in school, or did your parents recommend that you get some type of help or support?
No, to be honest, no. The any kind of difference was regarded as something shameful. Something people were reluctant to talk about. And my parents, they did know that I had this speech problem, but it was never discussed at home, and they just preferred to pretend that it wasn't happening, that it wasn't there. They just, on many occasions, they were just saying something like, "Oh, it's just because you're nervous. Don't take everything so personally. Just relax, and you'll be all right." But and I genuinely thought that with time it would go away, but it didn't. As we say on the speech therapy course that I've been through, sometimes people do grow out of it, but in my case, I didn't.
So what was it like for you, if you can remember, not having anybody to talk to about it, and feel like you had to, stifle it because it was a source of shame?
Well, I also try to pretend that it wasn't there, but it was. But I try to think about it as less as possible. I prefer to pretend that it's not there and just say to myself that I'm just a very sensitive person. That's how I coped. Yeah.
Even through high school?
Yeah. Even when I was at college, the same. Yeah.
So was it difficult for you to socialize and make friends if you were, always being quiet?
Well, it was in some way, but when I came to England and I started making friends here, many of them they never realized I had a stammer because I developed a set of tricks and I would just avoid situations at all costs. Like I would never speak on the phone when someone was next to me listening. So, and yeah,
So,
it was difficult, but I was doing everything I could just to hide it, just so that nobody notices that I have any kind of speech problem.
Even with your future husband, when he and you met, he didn't know that you stutter either.
No, he didn't. Actually, I had to tell him after all, because when we started living together, there was once a situation when the phone rang, and he noticed this panic on my face. I was literally scared and terrified, and I couldn't even say hello, just say hello. And after I've spoken to the person on the phone, when I put the phone down, he just asked me, "What were you so afraid of?" And I just had to confess. I just had to tell him that, well, yeah, I've been struggling with my speech in school and all that. Yeah.
And what was his first reaction?
Well, at first he thought it was a bit strange, like as many fluent speakers think, making a telephone call, no big deal.
Right.
Talking to a stranger on the street, no big deal. So the same was his reaction at first. But then he realized how difficult it actually was for me to make all those telephone calls and speak to people, asking for things in shops and asking for directions on the streets. And now actually he's very supportive. He's helping me. He's pushing me, exposing me to social situations and stuff like this. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So it sounds like he's like your biggest supporter, your biggest cheerleader.
Yeah. I could say that.
So, do you and he plan to have a family one day?
Well, yeah, definitely. As soon as I graduate from university, we will have a child or two or maybe three.
Do you worry that perhaps one of your children might stutter?
No, to be honest, no. I don't really think about this. Even if some of them will, I know that they will get enough support and I will be definitely give them all the information that I know. I will share my knowledge of how you can actually cope with this, how you can control it, we're not living in Eastern Europe where any kind of disability or differences regarded as shameful, something you need to hide, something you need to just avoid talking about. It's all right. Even if it happens, like, I don't see it as a big problem. Because I do know how to manage with it.
So how do you know how? I mean, what's changed? Why are you so open and comfortable and free now?
Well, I 8 months ago, I went on the program. I'm sure you heard of it. It's the Maguire program.
Yep, I have.
And, well, they gave me a set of skills that allowed to control any blocks, any stammering. And also, this is not purely about speech. They also teach how to become confident person, how to be assertive, not only when you speak, but actually in your life, how to be proactive. Now, and I just think I'm a very good student. I picked up the technique pretty easily, you know, and here I am giving an interview, something I wouldn't have done a year ago.
How does that itself feel? Do you feel like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this?
Well, yeah, that is exactly how I feel. I'm amazed at how my speech and how my life has changed since I came off the program.
How did you first hear about the Maguire program?
Well, again, by accident. We moved to Liverpool like 1.5 years ago. And I remember when we went to the library with my husband, I kind of became interested in self-development books. And I picked up one. It was called How to Manage Your Shyness or something along those lines. And at the end of the book, there was a internet link to it. It is Toastmasters clubs in the UK.
Yeah.
And I decided just to go for it. I decided, okay, I was petrified, and I was like thinking, how on earth am I going to speak if I stammer? You know, it's something unbelievable. But I was all trembling. But anyway, I just decided to give it a go, and I went to the club. And I remember on the very first evening, they asked me to introduce myself. That's where all my troubles began. I couldn't even say my name properly. And the president of this club is Bennett Quinn, who is also a recovering stammer.
Oh.
And he just pulled me aside after my introduction. And he said, you must go on this program. He was very bossy, and he said, listen, you must go. You definitely need to go. So that's how I learned about the program. If it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for the Speakers Club, I would have never learned about the program and would still be stammering out of control.
And how did it feel to have the Toastmasters president be so bold and so pushy and just say, hey, this is what you need to do? I mean, were you appreciative? Or, I mean, I would have been like, I might have felt a little intimidated, a little offended by his approach.
No, I wasn't intimidated or offended. I was just a little bit skeptical about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, no, it might be some like I just thought that he was trying to maybe sell me something, or I don't know. But I didn't really believe that it would help me. But then I met a couple of other guys who also been on the course and now able to speak in public.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, I've never been to any therapies before, so I'll just give it a go. And even if it doesn't work out, doesn't help me, that's fine. Well, I thought at least I tried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, yeah.
And here you are.
Yeah, and here I am giving you an interview.
Yes, and a very good one, I might add. You sound just so comfortable in your...
I am, definitely.
Yeah, it sounds it. I mean, you don't... And I could just hear you laugh, and I can hear the smile in your voice, so you can just tell that you're quite comfortable with who you are at this stage of your life.
Yeah, I am, yeah. No holding back. I'm just being myself now.
Yeah.
No more pretend.
And how does that feel?
Well, unbelievable, to be honest. I cannot really describe it. No, I can't. It's unbelievable feeling. It's like being out of prison, really.
Oh, wow. Now, you mentioned that after the president of the public speaking club talked to you, and then you met a couple other guys who'd also gone through the speech therapy program and spoke well and much more confidently. You only mentioned guys and men. Did you ever meet any other women who stutter?
Well, yeah, but the majority of people on the program are male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've met a few women there as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And generally, outside of the program, had you ever met any other women who stutter outside of the McGuire program?
No. I haven't. No.
So it must have been pretty. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how did it feel when you did meet other women who stammer, stutter for the first time meeting them?
Well, when I met other people who stammered, I felt relieved. I finally realized that I wasn't alone, that I wasn't on my own. Because before going on this course, I felt like it was only my problem, that everybody was perfect, you know, outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there was something wrong with me. So it really just took the weight off my shoulders, and I finally accepted myself as someone who stammered. So yeah, I just immediately stopped worrying about this problem. It just, you know, it's no longer mattered to me.
Well, that sounds so exciting to just have gone from the shy, holding back, pretending to not know the answers person to this completely different, confident, I believe in myself, I'm studying human resources at a university person. It just sounds so life-changing. What do you think when you look in the mirror these days?
Well, when I look in the mirror, I see someone who has overcome all her fears, and speaking before having come on the program, it was something I regarded as stressful, because it was very stressful to me, and it instilled fear into me. So I was, and now I actually realize how much power I have, because having a voice and being able to talk, it is actually an instrument which allows you to be yourself and just, you know, speak your mind. So it's the same person is there, but much more, how shall I put it? Well, much more improved version of myself.
Yeah, it's like when you see products for sale, like I don't know if you have it over there in the UK, but we have a specific type of laundry detergent over here called Tide. And you know, it says new and improved, you know, and I always wonder if it's just really the same stuff and they just put a different label on it, you know. But in the case of people, obviously it's not the same, because you are different and improved and more confident than you were. So it's not just that you're calling yourself improved, you are, and you're living it.
Definitely.
Yeah, so you used the word power when you talked about describing yourself after having gone through the therapy program. What exactly does that mean for you, power?
Well, power, it's an ability to be yourself. It's like there's no need to pretend anymore. You can be yourself, and you can enjoy being yourself. This is what power is to me. It's just being able to be yourself, enjoy who you are, and
Have you stayed in touch with any of the persons that you met through the McGuire program?
Yes. Absolutely. I've made dozens of friends on the program, and we speak on the phone nearly every week, and we also have a very large network support network, mm-hmm. and we call each other from time to time, sharing any news that we might have, or just asking each other how are we getting on with our speech and how are we progressing in our recovery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is that what you would say, that this is what's happening with you? I mean, do you consider yourself in recovery?
Well, yes, because we believe that the stammer is something that doesn't just go away overnight. If, like in my case, I've been stammering for 15 years, so and I've been on the program just for 8 months. It is still there. It's still in the back of my mind, trying to get out sometimes, especially when I'm feeling a bit low, a bit down, tired, or yeah, it still tries to attack me every mm-hmm. now and again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am a recovering stammer still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that you will always stammer?
No, I think at some point in the future there will be time when I can proudly and loudly just say, that's it, it's gone. But I'm not, yeah. But I don't really, I'm like thinking, yeah, but... it may come back at some point, particularly when you're going through some difficult times in your life. But it's not consistent. It's today it's here, you know, the next minute it's gone. So, yeah. Mm. I'm working very hard on my speech this day. So I'm hoping that in 2-3 years I will be able to just say that, well, yeah. Maybe not recovered, but in full control.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, that seems to be a common theme with some of the other people that I've spoken to that have gone through the McGuire program, which, by the way, sounds marvelous. that whole control issue, having control of your speech, seems to be the key to success. Am I correct?
Yeah, control is what actually gives you the power. Just if you can control it, then you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can be yourself, you can enjoy speaking, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you been using techniques now as we speak?
Yes, I'm using it all the time. It has become my habit now. So I do every morning when I wake up in the morning, I do 20 minutes of breathing technique just to get myself started, just to prepare my diaphragm for the day. And yeah, and I use it all every time, all the time when I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's I'm talking to my friends or to someone on the phone or at work, yeah, I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And do you also disclose to people now that you do stutter or that you're working on techniques? I mean, do you advertise?
Yeah, I do, definitely. For example, tomorrow morning, we're having a staff meeting at work, and because I haven't been working there for very long time, today was my sixth day. Tomorrow I'm going to take this opportunity and just to disclose in front of my colleagues. Yeah.
Mm.
It really helps to just expand my comfort zone and to give my confidence a boost. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there is nothing to hide anymore, is there? So I'll just say that I'm working on my speech, and I just wanted to know that I've struggled before and couldn't do the work that I am doing now. So yeah, I'm sure most of them will be gobsmacked.
I love that word. I only hear it when I talk to you ladies from the UK, gobsmacked.
Yeah. Gobsmacked.
We don't use that word here. Yeah. So it sounds so, it just sounds so delightful when I hear somebody use it. So when you say that, you think they're going to be surprised? Like, no way.
Well, definitely some, I'm hoping to get a few jaws to drop. Because generally people don't expect to just to stand up and, you know, talk, just to admit your weakness. It is a challenge in itself just to stand up and say, listen, I have a problem. So yeah, people, I think, yeah, they'll be shocked and gobsmacked and all this.
You sound like you're almost looking forward to
I am.
Oh wow, well that's good for you, because it does indeed show the confidence level that you have now, and congratulations. That's it's impressive to hear somebody that is clearly so confident and, like I said earlier, just comfortable with who you are, and, you know, proud of the person that you've become.
Yeah.
Do you stay in touch with your family, with your parents back in your country?
Well, yeah, I call them regularly. We speak on the phone, and I try to visit as often as I can. Usually about twice a year.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have they noticed an improvement in your speech and in your confidence?
Well, yeah, they did. They. They always say that I've become a different person, a better one, mm-hmm. much more confident and assertive one. Maybe just a little bit cheeky, overconfident, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't complain.
So are you able to actually talk with them about it now? I mean, can you...
Well, I don't talk to them as much as I would love to, because they don't, well, as I've previously said, the problem wasn't really discussed at home when I was a teenager. So I've just mentioned that I've been on the program and that I'm working on my speech. They don't call it working on your speech. They just say self-development course.
Okay.
It's easier for them just to understand and just to accept it. So I just say that I'm on this self-development course, and I'm working on my, not only on my speech, but working to improve my confidence and to improve my public speaking skills. Yeah.
Mm. So they're able to accept and support that?
Well, yeah, they do accept it, but I don't get into details with them.
Yeah, yeah. So who do you get into details with about that? I mean, is there somebody that you can have open and honest conversations about how you're feeling, and if you're having a bad day, or just the fact that, wow, this is so great?
Well, yeah, I have lots of friends here in Liverpool, and they all know that I've been on the course, and they've, before I told them that I was on this speech therapy course, They didn't know that I had a stammer, so it came as a complete surprise to them. And they all are very supportive, and I can talk to them anytime. Just ring and they themselves, they often ask me like about the program and what kind of technique we're using and all this. So yeah.
And what about you and your husband? Can you talk with him about how you're feeling or any frustrations that you might be having speech related?
Definitely. For the first 2 months after I came off from the program, I was talking just 24/7. I just couldn't help myself. I was talking from the moment I opened my eyes in the morning until just late at night. So he knows all about there is to know about Tama, about the Maguire program. So yeah, he's the first person I usually go to when I need some support or just need a push or something. Yeah.
It just sounds so funny when you were saying for the first 2 months you were talking 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I thought
he has actually given me a nickname. He calls me a walking radio.
No, I thought you were going to say that he was going to say, "Shut up, Olga."
No, he gets tired sometimes, but he doesn't admit it.
Oh.
He says like, "Oh, just let her enjoy first."
Yeah. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Being able to just feel good about ourselves. And when we've had the transformation that you've had, to enjoy it. Exactly. So has that initial period, has that died down a little bit? Like, you're not still talking like from the minute you wake up till the minute you go to bed at night, or?
Well, yeah. I've during these 8 months, I've proved a lot to myself in regard to speech. So, yeah, I'm like, I do work on my speech every day, like when I do my shopping or when I go out with my friends and all. But when I'm at home, I just prefer to take my time and just be quiet for an hour or two, just to, it just helps me to recharge my batteries, and then when I go out with my friends I can start shooting at them, you know.
You have a really good good command of language, and when you speak you choose the words that illustrate what you're thinking very well. What do you like to do for fun?
What I like to do for fun? Well, I like speaking for fun. That's why I've joined the speakers club, because I do enjoy get a real kick out of public speaking. You know. Apart from that, I go to the gym. I really like working out, and I run in the park, which is just 5 minutes away from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, I've taken up horse riding, which is also very enjoyable and something I've never tried before, so I'm still learning, yeah, but getting there.
Yeah. Did you just say taking up poetry writing?
No, I just said that I've taken up a horse riding course.
Oh.
Horse riding course, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, wait a minute, poetry, she said in school she hated that.
Well, yeah, that was at school. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, so you've taken up horse riding. So how did you get into that?
Well, I don't know. I was looking to try out something new, and horse riding was something I've always wanted to just get my just to you know just to try. And I thought in England horse riding is very popular, and I just thought why not? So I just rang up the stables, which are not far from my from where I live, and just booked myself for a class. That's how it started.
Well, it sounds like you have a really well-rounded, balanced life that's not all about speech, and that's important. What advice would you give, Olga, to other young women behind you coming up that stammer, that have had the same struggles as you? How would you advise them? What piece of support or wisdom would you offer?
Well, I would just say that I know it is easier said than done, but we all really need to accept ourselves for who we are. We need to stop pretending that we're someone we're not. And also just it really helps because what I've noticed, what I've learned from my own experience is that the better the harder you try people to get people to like you, the less they actually do. So just be yourself, accept who you are, love yourself, and just don't limit yourself. Everything is possible. If you're ready to put in enough work and commitment, then there is nothing we can't do. So, yeah.
Perfect way to end this wonderful conversation. I mean, that just said it all, and it just summarized this story so well. I want to thank you so much for being so honest and authentic and being willing to share. It's just been a delight getting to know you. Thanks for sharing your story.
And thank you, Pam, for giving me this opportunity.
Well, it's been wonderful, and this has been Women Who Stutter, our story.